The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break, tell it greedy. Boy, I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you definitely find smoke. Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Baton, I say up and running.
Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host, Valentino Braun, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City that will mass every Friday at 6:30 to 8 p.m. Next week Friday is a holiday, so you won't be hearing from me next week Friday, but we have a whole list of guests will be coming in after the holiday. Telephone numbers tonight are 323-6232, 305-43. 16-325-4259, and you can text us powered by BTC at 422-GR96, and you can listen in on Cable Bahamas 969. Okay, it's a pleasure again on this wonderful Friday evening. I was getting ready to say good night to each and every one of you. Drive safe. You work hard all week, so enjoy your drinks today, enjoy your eats, take your girlfriend out, take your wife out, and try and enjoy yourself as best as possible, because you put in a hard week of work and you truly deserve it. He or she truly deserve it, and the family truly deserve it. So go to fish fry, go to the movies, you know, sit on the park with your kids and do some exercise. But this is some time, like at the end of the week, to have some family time. Today in studios, we have a very special guest. We have the representative for Bain and Grunstein, who's been doing an extraordinary job in a very tough, crowded community with a lot of needs, and we want to hear about some of the good stuff, like the programs that he's been running from since he became member of parliament. I think it's about 2 years now?
Almost 2 years.
And he has been involved in a lot of different programs throughout the inner city community. They just recently had, I think it was Miss Bain and Grunstein pageant.
It's coming up.
It'll be coming up, and we're going to talk about some more programs. But before we get into that, I want to give a shout out to some of my partners who are helping assist with the programs in the inner city community real quick. I want to give a shout out to Franny from Bahama Space, who has been assisting me in the inner city community of Grunstein for the last 10 years. Of been supplying me personally with bins to eradicate the bulk waste and the garbage that you've been seeing being removed from the Lewis Street, H Street, and Taylor Street over the last 10 years, along with government and some of the private partners. I want to give a shout out to Franny and Bahama Space for always being there for me, and always doing it a free gesture to actually contribute to development of the inner city community. And we're going to continue to clean up and beautify the community along with those other partners. I also like to give a shout out to the Rotary Club of East Nassau. Making that connection with the Rotary Club of East Nassau has enabled me to have a partnership with many of the persons who have a lot of businesses in the country, who can assist with small programs, but a very effective program. So I want to give a shout out to the Rotary Club of East Nassau. Now I want to introduce my guest in studio today, Member of Parliament for the Bain and Grunstein, Mr. Watson. He wants to talk about some of the programs that he's doing in the Grunstein community with a lot of community leaders, a lot of pastors, and a lot of persons who have interest in making the community better. And it's a pleasure to have you on Guardian Radio, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Again, my name is Wade Watson. I'm the Member of Parliament for the Twin Communities of Baines and Grunstein, and it's a pleasure to be here today. You know, we've been talking before election. You've been trying to get me on the program for a while. I tune in, not every Friday, but I tune in some Fridays, and, you know, it's a pleasure to listen to you. I tune in to CB Moss also on Saturday mornings because, you know, it's always important to understand where you came from.
That's right.
And history is so important for you to determine exactly where you're headed.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, it's a pleasure to be here today. And
pleasure of you.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to say to you, man, thank you very much for your continued encouragement and support, and thank you to the work that for the work that you're doing in the constituency. Because it's not, if it's only up to the member of parliament to get it done, it'd be a really, really more arduous task and more difficult to do.
It is.
And I heard of some of your sponsors, and, you know, I want to say thank you to them too, because whatever happens in Baines and Grandstand, you know, it impacts me.
That's right. That's right. It's a tree. It's a tree. It's a tree.
And so on and so forth. You know, but sometimes, you know, people don't realize and don't understand and appreciate the fact that my love for Baines and Grandstand is merely due to the fact that I was born there. I was baptized in St. Joseph Church. I went to Wilton Albury Primary School. And sometime along the line, I used to eat canep, tamarind, dilly.
Well, that's what get you strong now. That's the best set of white upwards, you know. That saved a lot of us.
But, you know, back in the day, we never were hungry because, you know,
at seasons. Some point,
all seasons.
Mangroves, you know, coconut, yeah, canep, star apple, sugar apple.
And so on and so forth. So we always had something to eat around that time.
Yes.
But, you know, being a member of parliament is a serious business. And it requires someone who has a real heart and a real love for the community and a real love for people that they're going to represent. And it also requires someone who have a calling for giving. And I believe, you know, I have that calling for giving. Sometimes you don't have all the resources that you need, but you work with the resources that you have.
Yes, yeah, very good.
Because there's a scripture that says, he is faithful over a few things, will be ruled over many. And I believe that, you know, you said it so eloquently, Scoochie, especially the song that played just before
Maestro,
before your program started. You know, we have so much talent in the constituency of Baines and Grandstand. Overwhelming. You know, and it's a pleasure to meet a lot of the folks. And we have so many persons who have contributed to the growth and development, not only of the Bahamas, you know, not only of Baines and Grandstand, but the Bahamas at large.
Yes.
Absolutely.
There are many leaders of the community leaders who have contributed greatly.
Well, I even ain't talking about the community leaders. I'm talking about those blue-collar workers.
Yes, yes, yes.
Who built this country.
Yes, yes.
I can tell you that come right out of Baines and Grandstand.
Yes, yes, that's true.
Because I could remember when I was a young boy, you know, Daddy used to take us for a ride. He used to drive the car once a week,
yes,
every Sunday. And as far as we used to go was to the detention center corner. And he'll point to the lamp pole and he'll say, you see that there? We just put that transform up. You see that one over there? We just put that transform up 2 months ago. There was no light pass detention center.
No, I can remember dark roads. No farms out there.
Absolutely.
Just no farms.
Absolutely.
No cows and goats. And that's all it was out there. No light was
absolutely
out there.
And then I had so many family members who were responsible for building the infrastructure in these communities that so many of our so-called affluent people, our citizens live in. They come from the Baines and Grandstand community, you know, the Centerville community, over the hill community, as I would call it, right? So I understand and appreciate how important this constituency is and many other inner city constituencies are with respect to the growth and development. Don't mind the white collar stuff. That's inherent. But you always have to look at who built the foundation.
True.
And there's a lot of our parents and grandparents who facilitated the building of this country.
Yes.
But didn't have the necessary education to move into a white collar corporate Bahamas to do some other things. So I'm very fortunate to serve in this capacity. Because I could tell you, I'm not just speaking from
a minister.
No, I'm not speaking as an individual. I'm speaking based on experiences that I had as a young boy growing up in Bairntown, you know?
Yes, sir.
So it's a pleasure. So a lot of the programs that you see me run, I don't run them because I'm trying to acquire brownie points. I run these programs because when I met you, you said, Mr. Watson, we need to focus on sports. How sports can help the constituency.
Yes, sir.
How it can help the young men from staying off the street and, yes, and getting involved in mischief. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
And so we have a program, it's called the Bain and Grantstown Summer Games for 4 weeks. Last year it was amazing. I was surprised because every night on the park, we had about 500 or 600 children.
It was.
Every night. We had basketball. We had softball. And we had track and field.
Now, they understand who's sitting on the sidelines, slowly participating in the sports. They just come to giggle and get off with their friends.
I was amazed. And then, you know, the parents, the involvement from the parents and the community.
Yeah, they're very concerned now.
Oh,
the
man.
The parents are really concerned now.
It was amazing. I was surprised to see all those people out there.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, as we begin to plan for the program, I said to myself, I said, man, Wade, do you think this can work? And, you know, we find a way, with your advice as well, to segregate the constituency, to make certain. And then, you know, one of the biggest things about that border, you can't cross this way and you can't cross the next way, that issue in our constituency, that was broken, you know.
Yeah, it was because
you had children.
Individuals meeting one another and communicating now. Who didn't communicate no more?
Absolutely.
They knew one another, but now they could communicate because they're on opposite team and they're seeing each one another skills on the court. So they start to respect one another's skills.
Absolutely. And I said to my friend Sean Bassian, if I was still coaching, ain't nobody could have beat me in night league.
With those players?
No. Nobody could have beat me.
I believe you.
But I, you know, as I was a little naive when I was, you know, outside of politics, I never came to home and said, look here, let me recruit some of these players to be a part of my club.
You was trying to get out, sir. Trying to get out and make a better life for you to be able to come back and contribute. Now you're in that position, so you're doing that, you know.
Yeah,
that's just instinct.
Yeah, you know, and I said to someone as well, you know, I didn't run and hide. I didn't turn my back. And I was doing pretty good for myself. And, you know, at a very young age, I was ushered into an executive management position within the biggest company in the Bahamas, the government. And I was making a relatively decent salary. I was able to take care of my family, school my children, pay all my bills, and so on and so forth. But I wanted to give back a lot more. So in 1989, I started coaching. They call it coaching. I call it having fun and teaching children how to do what they need to do. So from 1989, so some 30-something years ago. And then I find that mushroomed into talking to people about some of the issues and giving advice. And when you lump those two into one phrase or one word, it's mentorship.
It's mentorship.
You see? Mentorship. And I am pleased to know that my work has not gone in vain. One of the young fellas from Dumping Ground Corner, Santino, he came and visited me last night at the office about 8:30, 9 o'clock. I was just getting ready to leave.
Okay.
The office on Blue Road. And he stopped. The first player I had in that program through Dumping Ground Corner, full scholarship to university in the United States.
So you see.
And I told him, absolutely.
So you see, you're in a position now to call, make phone calls now and make it happen.
Yeah. Well, he went off to school for about 2 years. And now that he's finished high school, he's gotten a scholarship to go to university to get his degree.
Awesome.
You know, so I felt really good to see him last night and know that he didn't forget me, because a lot of people forget you, you know.
Yeah, we are ungrateful. we are ungrateful society. We must admit it. We must admit it.
Well, he didn't forget me. I was pleased to see him. I mean, he's big and strapped now. And I said, Jesus, boy, what you eating?
Because you're going over there, get the proper training.
Absolutely.
Getting the proper exercise.
Diet.
The gym, the diet, the trainers, and et cetera.
Absolutely. So I told him I wish him all the best. I'm hoping that we could get him something to do for the summer. while he's home.
Probably be school. A coach or something around in the basketball league.
No, he's still young, you know. He's only but 17.
Wow.
Yeah, he's still young. So he's just graduated from high school.
He could fit in.
Yeah, we can send him. I'll see if we could get him something in the ministry for about 4 weeks.
Yes.
Through the summer program. Just to get him familiarized with the corporate Bahamas.
Yeah, and he need to make a couple of dollars wise this year so he can be able to go and take care of himself when he go back home. So he could be independent and you won't push him even further.
Mm-hmm. One of the programs, too, that I wanted to talk about is the being a grandstand pastoral program.
Pastoral.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That has been very, very significant. On the 24th of June this year, we're having a praise and prayer turn.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking to give out hundreds and hundreds of food packages.
And where else is going to be at?
This is going to be on the Sudden Recreation Ground.
Sudden Recreation
Ground. Have you seen it? It's beautiful.
Yeah, Sudden Recreation Ground is beautiful.
They did a good job. I'm so pleased to
yes. You know,
take advantage of that facility because it's a beautiful facility. And we're going to have a praise and sing-a-thon. All of the pastors, as well as a number of pastors in the community.
From being in Grandstand. Or participating.
We'll be participating because we have a number of pastors who are part of that pastoral committee.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so the goal is to get 1,000 packages. And that's one of the instructions or requests that I had. I won't say instruction. But one of the requests that I had is let's get 1,000 food packages
mm-hmm.
for persons in the community. But I told them, we got to win some souls, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to win some souls. So let's have a sing and praise it on. Somebody may come closer
mm-hmm.
to God.
Yeah.
And then when they leave, we make sure they have something they could carry to put in their cupboards.
In 2-3 days.
Yeah.
That's
all they can last.
Yeah. No. It depends how many people live in the house.
Absolutely.
Because, you know,
absolutely.
It might even last 2 days. Yeah. But it don't matter.
For sure.
It's the fact that
it was
a gesture.
And what they, you know, so I believe in the divine intervention
mm-hmm.
Along with the political directorate.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the prime minister has that same motive.
I can see he's a very passionate man. Observing him based on his leadership,
mm-hmm.
I can see he's very good.
He don't stray far from
Chester
the
Cooper. I think Chester Cooper is also pushing that too because Chester Cooper seems to be a very, very humble man as a deputy prime minister.
Absolutely.
He is doing a fantastic job. I admire that. I can see they're very humble. You know, they're doing great things, especially in their constituency. They're doing great in their constituency and helping a lot of people in their constituency.
Absolutely.
So, you know, yeah.
I applaud all my colleagues because, you know, I've been around. You've been around.
Yes, sir.
All of us, I'd say, haven't stopped working even after election. Haven't stopped working. So we're not going to wait until it's almost election.
Yeah.
Despite the eventualities, we're not going to wait until it's almost election to say we're going back in the community.
You got
to
do it now because
you're still in the community.
You won't work hard. You won't have to work hard.
Absolutely.
If you do what you have to do now and help as much people as you can.
As
your job would be easy going to the election.
Absolutely.
You know? Those days play out now where you're going to say, you know, we're going to wait till the last minute. No, no.
We're going to wait on that.
We're going to wait on it. We're going to take what you got to get and we're going to put the X on it. You know how it goes.
Thereby, you put the X in the right spot. Don't put the X in the wrong spot.
You have to do now what you can to affect the community that you reside in. So all the ministers out there, they represent the prime minister. So if the prime minister is humble, the deputy prime minister is humble,
absolutely.
And you yourself is humble, follow the leadership if you want to regain leadership and to be able to even help more people. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, cutting short the 5-year period, and I'm not talking for no election, but sometimes cutting short the election, we changing government. Sometimes it slow down the progress of programs that
absolutely.
Could go for 5, or for 10, 15 years. That's
going to
bring real change because it's continuous.
Mm-hmm.
So we need continuous programs.
Absolutely.
So that's why the ministers on the government side,
mm-hmm.
they have to do a very, very good job now of understanding the importance of
mm-hmm.
maintaining that second term because the second term can actually lead to a greater transformation
absolutely.
Of programs in the country. That's continuous.
I totally agree with you. Another program that I have, you know, in being in Grandstand is the being in Grandstand WIP program.
WIP?
Yeah.
WIP. I'll explain that. Go ahead.
Water in Homes Implementation Project.
Okay.
And what that is geared towards, because we have some families who are still...
Many families.
...toting water.
Many families.
From the pump.
Many families.
For to bathe and for basic necessities and basic...
everyday lifestyle.
Yeah. So what I've done is I'm going from one polling division to the next, identifying
homes.
These people, the constituents, mm-hmm. who need this kind of assistance. It's not cheap.
It's a meter?
It's not cheap, not at all, okay. Because you have to...
Get the lines, I know, tie in the lines.
Not only the lines, but then you have, in many cases, you have to dig wells.
Yeah.
And then in some cases, you have to, and once you don't dig the well, then you have to do your plumbing fixtures and all that sort of business inside the house and so on and so forth. And so far, I've been doing very well with that, touching a lot of people who invariably had to tote water. I mean, trolleys full of water.
You're doing your part. You're understanding the problem. See, mm-hmm. understanding the problem and acting on it.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
See, understanding it and acting on it. Like you said, you know, when you were talking, the fact that, you know, you're looking for these homes and you're finding people who don't have running water. Mm-hmm. And what you're doing is expensive because you know you're going to have to dig well and then you're going to run the piping system. And sometimes the host themselves, that the people are living in, needs to get repaired too. So you go there for one thing, you can end up doing two, three. So it's a tough task. So, very expensive. It's very expensive.
So it's important. Mm-hmm. So we'll continue to work. But the Bain and Grantstown grocery program, I haven't stopped that. Mm-hmm. You know, one time ago, before I got elected, I used to go from house to house, just drive to the constituency.
Yeah, you remember. Even before,
just drop them off, yes. Right? When I, back then, I was on my personal budget.
Yes.
And I used to do like maybe 10 houses per month.
Mm-hmm.
I ask you for nothing. I just identify, and go to the grocery store, buy and drop off food and so on and so forth. So that program, it continues.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have groceries available at the office. And sometimes I just go and I drop them off.
Okay.
And I do that every month to make certain that I can touch some people.
What is your base range? When you, 50, 100, or what you think? What you think?
Depends on what other programs you run in simultaneously within the month. But every month, I make a certain... And I want to thank Extra Value. Down there in Nassau Village? Yeah, they assist me very well. Give me a little discount.
Well, we want to give a shout out to Extra Value because we want to know that the discount they're giving you is actually going to the needy in these inner-city communities.
Absolutely.
So it's hands and hands on. See, sir, people think being a member of Parliament... is that you just get funds. You have to go make connection and partnerships in order for you to be successful. Other than that, listen to me, people. Listen to me. It is. Listen to me. I've been around long enough to understand what a minister goes through, all right? Mm-hmm. If you're in the prime minister, deputy prime minister, it's a little, not difficult, but you have to be able to use your brains to get those partnerships with different organizations enabled in order to strategize on how to help the needy in your community.
Something else that I've been working on covertly is our young men.
Mm.
How do we cease the violence? Mm. You know what I notice?
Go ahead.
You're doing it right. A lot of these young boys in our constituency don't have someone to talk to.
No.
Don't have someone to look up to.
No.
You know, and being a coach for so long.
You understand
that. I see them all the time. And I can say to them, listen, man, I ain't care you so far, you know. And if you continue in this part, you know.
You know it's going to end up.
Like, so many murders for my young men is unbelievable. And we could save a lot of these young men. So I'm trying to find them and say, listen, man, follow me. Am I a good example? Some people may call me a low life.
Mm-hmm.
But am I a good example? Right? Am I a good example? I say I wasn't born.
With a silver spoon
or
gold spoon?
No, I wasn't.
You had to wake you up.
Yeah, I made a lot of mistakes.
Yes.
I got a lot of beating, you know. And
I
was called a lot of names. And even to the point where people say you wouldn't grow up to
be nobody.
Anything. And I said, you know what? But then I found somebody who I could say, you know what? Let me emulate.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of latch on and then I recognize if you do the things that person do,
you'll be successful. You'll be able to have a family. You'll be able to
absolutely
have children.
Yes.
And teach them the right way.
Absolutely.
With morals.
Absolutely.
You know, not to steal, you know.
Absolutely.
Stay out of people's business.
Yes.
You know, help people, but
don't thief.
Don't thief, and you know, and et cetera.
You know why? Let me tell you this. Scrooge, I call you Scroochie, you know.
That's my name. But
that's
my
call you Scrooge.
Yeah, that's, see, they, a European gave me the name Scrooge. Uh-huh. My friend, actually, my friend, Kelsey Lundy on East Street, mm-hmm. He owns a bar and restaurant, Joe Gibbs Corner. He's actually uh-huh. named Scrooge. But when I speak to European and I told them my lifestyle and the three ghosts that visit the Christmas, and they read my lifestyle from coming a tough background, being a gangster and a drug dealer, and I changed my life around.
Who used to be a gangster and drug dealer?
So when I told that to the European, because they came, they actually came from the University of Vienna. And in between, they gave me the name Scrooge.
Okay.
Because of the three ghosts. They said the ghosts, you know, came to visit old Scrooge, who was a grumpy and bad person. And careful, no, but then he became good after the ghosts took him on in the past, in the future, and et cetera. So
absolutely.
That's where I got it from. But it's actually Scoochie.
Yeah. Man, listen, man, you're doing a good job.
Yes, sir.
You don't see me every day.
I know.
And news run across my mind. I could tell you, I believe in... You know, I don't believe in just checking people. Excuse mm-hmm. my colloquialism.
I understand.
When you need something. I don't believe in that.
Mm.
I believe in healing you and checking you.
You do.
You know.
And see, for me.
In good and bad times, right?
And for me, I know your task is tough. That's why I don't put too much pressure on you, because I know you're in the community, in the constituency.
When you call the other day and you say you want to do that little cleaner program, I was glad to help, because you don't really put that kind of pressure on me.
Because I know.
And then the next thing is you galvanize the fellas in the area.
Yes.
And that's what I like to do, because sometimes you can't give everybody a roadside contract. But if, like how you grab on 10 fellas and you say, listen, let's clean up the area, let's get a dumpster, and they get one $50, $60 to put in their pocket for a couple hours. That Friday morning, fellas, it smells so good. Sadly, they clean up and fresh, they got a couple of dollars.
And a lot of them want to do that in the Pacific part of the
absolutely,
community.
Absolutely. So I always encourage some of the community leaders to, you know, identify a project for me.
That's right.
And then let's work the project. But don't try to kill me, because I have a big constituency and I have to go all over the constituency
and
to do it.
And I want people to understand that. That's one reason I don't put pressure on you. See, you're a member of parliament,
mm-hmm.
right? And what you think, how many people do you think are registered or reside in the Bain and Grandstand community? What do you think?
Well, it's less than 5,000 registered.
5,000, so you know.
But it ain't five, it's way more than 5,000.
You're looking at over 20-some, 30-some thousand people
who live in the
community, or probably even more in these two constituencies. So let me ask you all a question out there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think a man like Wade Watson, right, could deal with all of the problems of 30,000 people without the help of people residing in different parts of the community, assisting them, and he can be able to assist them, like he said, you know, probably with a contract, but if he can, he could probably dig in his pocket and give you a small project. What do you mean is this? Just say, there's an abandoned house
mm-hmm.
in the community that is filthy, there's rats,
yeah,
you know, and it's a bad soil for the community.
Mm-hmm.
There's an old lady living on the side of the house, okay, but mm-hmm. it's still a bad eye for the community. You say to yourself, you know, why don't talk to the minister and see how I can arrange for him to put a dumpster here, and when it gets full, it must take but 4 or 5 returns, because there's a lot of trash, and I get one, 3, 4 guys who I can, you know, say, well, let me give you only 50 or 160 a day to do this gesture, but this is your community too, so you're also giving back, so you can't kill the minister because it's your own community, and 2-1, you was the one who put some of the trash there and the cars there. So you understand? So you're doing a good gesture. But
absolutely.
Honestly, people, I know this personally. That's why I don't put no pressure on Mr. Watson. I ask for a little assistance with turning on the light, or I might ask him for a dumpster, because I know he's dealing with a lot of problems in the inner city community, a lot of programs he's assisting. So it's going to be very difficult. So we as individuals living in this community, we have our idea, presented it to the minister. Like I said, we are tree. And we are branches, and mm-hmm. we can contribute together to make the community a better place. But don't think
absolutely.
For a minute that Mr. Watson can come in there and make a big change without us playing a part in our Lewis Street, you playing a part in Finneson Street, you playing a part in Quaker Street, you playing a part in our West Street, you know, like Ms. Nandem and C.B. Morse and everyone playing a part.
Absolutely.
Then we could, Mr. Watson could make be that change.
Absolutely.
You want to take this one call?
Yeah, you could take it.
Carmen, producer, we can take this call. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside In the City on Guardian Radio 96.9.
A pleasant good evening, the great Scrooge.
Good evening to you.
Good evening.
Sparky here.
Go ahead, Sparky.
You know, Scrooge, I admire you so much. The fight you're fighting. Many times I was talking and you cut me off, but let me tell you something, Scrooge. I was in the fight you was fighting when you was a bad boy. I'm 72 years old now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you was a bad boy, I was fighting the fight about what was going on wrong in the country. And I admire you for doing what you're doing now. You had a turn around. I didn't have a turn around because I never went that far to rob and kill and shoot and have gun and thing. I was always afraid to go that far. I got on the drugs and thing too when I was a young boy coming out of the government, I, you know. But I went just as far as smoking ganja. And when my friends came back and family came back from the United States and they wanted to introduce me into coke and all that kind of thing, I said, no. I stopped right here with the ganja.
Oh, Lord.
I said, I stopped right here. Now, I would drink my doggone Guinness, smoke my ganja, or my Rothmans, and that was my limit.
Mm-hmm.
Never went into the cocaine, never went into the heroin, never went, no. But I understand what is going on because these things was introduced to us when we were young people, and we got involved with it.
Right.
But I was always screwed, always scared to go to jail.
Okay.
I was scared to embarrass my family.
Okay.
My family, called the Fountain family, was one of those, what you call, hilltoppers and things. And to embarrass your family, boy, you know what it was to embarrass your entire family?
What's that?
Man, that was like one of the biggest sins in the world.
Okay.
It ain't about me going to jail. I embarrassed my mom, my mother.
Okay.
Nowadays, young men, they don't care if they embarrass their mom or their mother. They do anything they want to do.
A lot of people are leading a lot of mentorship now in the country. I want to thank you very much. And, you know, Sparky made some points when he talking about the armed robbery and murder and all that stuff. So there are worse things than those stuff, you know, being bad. You think that just being bad? What about people who don't care about nobody? What about people who gossip, you know, being a person who gossip and can't bad news is worse than a murder or a thief. You understand? So I'm not saying that to you. See, we get this concept wrong. We might just look at the murderers and I ain't talking about the rapists and et cetera, right? And we might classify that as the bad crime, but what are people who gossip and give false testimony against people and say bad things about them, and people who niggly and who don't like nobody, you know, they're worse than any person. So, you know, just to say that, but go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So it ain't just about the guys who, you know.
Listen, man, I had a nice, reasonable, peaceful, quiet life, right?
Yes, sir.
Reasonable, peaceful, and quiet. And when I hit politics, oh my God, the things they say about me, you know. And for all the work that I have done, so many young men that I have touched, young women that I have touched.
Let me tell you why.
And assisted.
Let me tell you why. You, during your campaign, there are people who campaign with you and there are people who you talk to. Everyone know common sense, Mr. Watson. If you get elected, how in the world Mr. Watson's going to be able to give 30,000 people 30,000 contract? Yeah. Or Mr. Watson can help 30,000 people? Mr. Watson, you can't help everybody because it's impossible. So all y'all people out there looking for this man, though, because he talked to you and he might want to help you in a specific manner, but he can't because he's dealing with too much things. One person, listen to me, all people don't understand this, you know. Now, watch this. The problems happen in the inner city community, just say with poverty.
Mm-hmm.
When you ask the question, if you go to one house and you ask his family, what are some of the needs? I guarantee you, if you go to 20,000 homes and grandstand and being time, you hear the same problem what they could say to Mr. Watson when you go to the first house. Just speak on it, sir.
No, absolutely, and that's... You know, one thing I've been consistent with is meeting with my constituents every Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, meeting with my constituents every Tuesday, making myself available so that they can speak to me and inform me of what some of their needs are. And when I go back to the office on Wednesday, I have an assistant. I ask her to chase. I call it chase. Chase some of these needs to see how best we can get a help. Uh-huh. And, you know, a lot of my colleagues have been very helpful. Social services, in particular, Ministry of Works and so on and so forth, in helping me to provide some relief based on the request that I have. You know, I meet with I haven't stopped. You know,
so
I have a list so big, and when I provide them with assistance, I document it so that I could make certain that, you know, I know exactly what their needs are, and I can address their needs, and if I can't address it
in timely fashion,
go back and I'll address it.
I'll get back to you later.
Yeah. So that is so important. That is so important. And man,
I know
some Tuesdays I say, man, I when I leave the office of the prime minister, right? I say, man, you think the office can be full today?
Oh, what happened?
Full.
Are the same people coming to you?
Sometimes the same people, but most of the time, new persons.
New person coming with the same problem.
Some of the same like challenges.
Light, so you could have a turn on my light bill.
And I talked to you last week. You said, no, I ain't never been here. And so on and so forth. But this is the reality in the constituency. So it's a challenge. But, you know, he never put more on you that you could bear.
That's why. That's right.
And I can continue to try my best to address.
That's why we need continuous programs. Mm-hmm. We're going to take this next call. Caller, you're on Inside Indian City on Guardian Radio.
Hello and good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, teacher. I ain't a long time, that's you.
Good afternoon.
Well, you know, I am a Assembly Adventist, so when this
starts, okay.
Evening time, that's why I don't get into late program. But now that we have long daylight hours.
Yes, sir.
I can. Yes, sir. I was tuning into your program and I listened. Your guest, song very solid. I didn't even know he was a politician initially when I turned it. So I just want, well, he actually knows that you're doing a fine job there.
Yes, he is.
And I want to say that there is so much to be done. I want to say that how could we reach some of the younger children, those that are in school, to stay away from bad activity and bad company and bad formations. I don't want to use certain words.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like you to keep on doing and implement as many programs as possible.
Yep. Who's speaking?
That, we can keep on doing. Pardon me?
Who's speaking, please?
Randolph Bowling. I'm far away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm in Garden Hills.
Okay.
But I'm teaching in that area. I'm a teacher. And okay. I teach in that area.
The name sounds familiar, though.
Yeah, I teach in that area. So I'm one of the, what do you want, something called a chronic caller to Garden Hills, because I believe in the upbuilding of the society.
That's right. Speak up.
We are one, and it has nothing to do with politics per se, even though I'm, in quotation mark, socially minded. I'm looking for the upward mobility of the people.
Absolutely.
I want to underscore something that you mentioned, and I think I've been using that as one of my models. You did mention about the blue-collar workers in the job.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, just taking it to another level, I would say very often that these and we, I'm part of them as well, these and we are the people who actually have the engine of the economy and the country going.
Absolutely.
The people you see walking the streets to catch a bus, to get to work on time, either whether it's Wendy or McDonald's, the gas station, or whatever they have to do.
It's true.
It's a security job, whatever it is. Without those persons, even without the garbage collector,
absolutely.
What would our country be?
That's
if we don't have everybody pulling their weight?
Absolutely.
So no one is to be looked down on, but we need to encourage and show value, and also see if we can encourage and keep all of our citizens, starting with the very young ones. I'm talking before to the primary school children, the junior high children, the high school children. So as they get into society, they will be productive.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure to have you on. Minister, you're getting good response from two callers. You know, It's good, and you're doing some great
sometimes
work.
Sometimes it's good to hear that, you know, because, you know, I spoke at St. John's at the 92nd conference of St. John's Native Baptist Church, and I said two words, preachers and politicians don't hear on a regular basis. It's thank you. And thank you expressed that degree of appreciation for what you do. You know what? Sometimes I feel as though people appreciate me. And then when I go around the corner, a fella rah me or cuss me out.
Listen.
I say, hold on, man.
Mr. Watson, listen to me. I tell you, people misunderstand politics in the country.
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand that you're one man and you have a party, right? And the only way you could get it right, if people in the community themselves be involved,
mm-hmm.
and you yourself be sincere and help them the best way possible, if you can. Mm-hmm. And then people are going to get upset for no particular reason. You know why? It's just the fact that, okay, yeah, he helping this one, you're going to hear, he helping this one, you're going to hear. Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Who on God's green earth can help everyone?
No man can.
No man can. So for people to get mad at you, people get mad at me for the same reason, and I could give a crap because just how I look at it. I go to God, give me the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to go and ask people to come and assist. I go in and bring the assistance in the community. Mm-hmm. I don't ask no one around in that community where I reside for no assistance. All my assistants come from Rotary, Lennon, Bahamas, mm-hmm. and few individuals I work with in mm-hmm. the inner city community.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Mm-hmm. Like I say, Bahamas Base, and I could go on and on who assists me in the community because I ran into that same problem.
Absolutely.
People start to look at me, oh, you're getting all this money. I getting all this money? So what if I getting all this money? If I getting all this money, who go out and get all this money? But isn't that, they look at the wrong set of things.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. All my partners, mm-hmm. no funds involved. Besides one private sponsor that assists me mm-hmm. during the program.
Right.
All those other programs are either in Lennon, Rotary just donating, like how they're going to sponsor the basketball shirts. That's mm-hmm. how I do. I go Absolutely. To them and say, well, we need some shirts, we need some trophies. Mm-hmm. This is the quote.
Don't forget I'm responsible for the drinks now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So for
I
you.
I can help you in that regard.
Yes, sir. For
at
you.
The end of this year.
Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of ungrateful people in the community. So mm-hmm. so don't feel bad, sir.
Man,
see, because don't feel bad. Let me tell you something. This is a part of the game. Because, like I said, you can't help everyone, sir. It's impossible. It's impossible. So if you walk down there in the grandstand, that's where you walk down West Street, mm-hmm. and as you pass, and everyone asking you, turn on the light, or give me $100, or $50, or fix the roof, or I need this old car to go, or this. Y'all think about that. Y'all think about that and be logical now. Think about that. It's just logical for you to think. So that's why I understand politics. That's why it's me as a community. I said, let me go over there mm-hmm. and get some partners to help me. Mm-hmm. And then if I need one or two things where I feel I ain't gonna put no pressure on the MP and he could assist when it's needed, okay. I would go and ask because I know mm-hmm. he is deck the cards, hey, full out mm-hmm. because he's dealing with the same problems throughout the community that has over 23,000 people. That's what I want to say.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. And that's the truth, right? Then there's an issue of cleanliness.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Man. You see, we clean up around the corner the other day.
And dirty again. This is sick. What's up?
So, you know, it's like throwing water into a key bucket.
You just clean on the property. You move the whole car. You just clean all those abandoned people. The same neighbors and people come in. Pay one guy who on drugs to go and dump an old dog or dump all the trash right back on the spot
same
again.
Place.
Cost the country millions again.
And then guess who they can call back?
Yo.
They can call the MP. You know,
this is wasted money again.
And then, you say to myself, I said to myself, I paint the sidewalks
mm-hmm.
you know, from I paint the sidewalks from Wolf Road all the way to Bay Street, George Street, I think.
Yes,
past
sir.
George Street. Man, in a couple of days.
No, I think you could talk on the mic.
In a couple of days, a couple of weeks, the place was dirty again. You know, like persons didn't really have a concern or interest in keeping the place clean. And, you know, I just asked our constituents in Grandstown.
Mike said, mess rate up.
Let's because if someone coming in being and grandstanding, offloading their trash, let's report them.
That's what it's,
let's stop them and let's report them. But that ain't the case. It's our people in being and grandstanding.
Because they like
who
the point.
Putting out the refuse.
Because they won't point the finger or the minister this and the minister, but they won't point the finger at their own self. You know, they awesome point. That's us. That's us now. We always like the. That's for all y'all out there. All us who like point the finger. What about when you could point the finger at yourself? Absolutely. That's what it's about.
We got to take. We got to be a little bit more interested in keeping our area clean. I am not completely 100% OCD, but I don't like dirt. I don't like confusion. And when I pass through these corners, when I traverse the streets of Bainton Grandstand, and I look, I say, but Jesus Christ, that's someone old bearer. Someone old bed. How to get on the side of the road, you know? But I want to say thank you to the three gentlemen in the constituency who have the roadside, what you call it, bulk waste contract.
Yes.
Because they do their best in trying to.
That's employing. That's employing. So, and people mad because of that, you know? People mad because you give those three guys or hook them up, yeah, or whatever. People, listen. Listen again, sir. Listen to me. I on the road, and I can say this to you personally. I hear these things. But wow. See, I know about politics. I know, sir, that you can't do everything for everyone. I know that you might talk to some people and expect certain expectation, but it's impossible for you, sir, because you have a budget, mm-hmm, what you get from the cabinet, mm-hmm, and you have the and some things you're doing with your pocket, mm-hmm, and you also have to take care of your family, but mm-hmm, you also have a responsibility for over 30,000 people. How and you trying your best to hit Grandstand, hit West Street, hit the parks, and fix some of the horses in all these constituencies. You know what your budget would be just to fix all those low-cost homes in the inner-city community on a yearly budget, if you say to go in and see all the damages, mm-hmm, and what it's going to cost? You're looking up to $5 million? Mm-hmm. I'm serious, honestly speaking, right now.
The cleaning has to be on a continuous
basis. That's something we've got to push for.
Yeah, man. I don't know how we could get a budget for that.
Yeah.
It has to be on a continuous basis. I'm not talking about... You know,
it continues where you have a team.
Something here and there.
Like
a revolving crew who will go and just continue to clean and clean and clean.
And just like I'm in the community, I'm doing a monitor program and I do my best in my truck. My truck was down, so I just got it fixed back. And it was donated to me by a private family, a husband, mm-hmm, and wife, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was using it to clean up for a few years now. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, like, just say I'm in Grandstand and I have a team of six guys, right? Mm-hmm. And if someone's continuous with the Ministry of Environment along with partnership with you, mm-hmm, and I do a survey of Lewis Street, Hay Street, and Taylor Street, and I say, I go around, I say, well, this is a whole old shell. There's a abandoned car on Taylor Street and through Ross Corner. So we write it down, mm-hmm, and we make it, and we present it to the minister, and we say, Minister, well, we like to move these guys. But when we remove this, we're just going to have a monitoring team. So Rodapak, the six guys, two of them is going to be walking around after we clean this up. And they're going to walk around and they're going to be getting information. So if you park this car here and you try to script it, we're going to find out who put the car there, get the license plate number, mm-hmm, and then we're going to give it to the proper authorities in the community to go and find this person and make them remove this, or they're going before the courts. And that's what you have to do to make sure that we have a maintenance program going on. Because we can't be wasting money cleaning up, sir, and then coming back again. No. You want to take this call?
Yeah.
Red caller, you're on Inside Inner City. Good night. Fine. Good night.
Good night.
Scrooge.
Hey.
Hey, Scrooge. It's Graham.
Hey, what's up, Graham?
Not much, man. I see it right here trying to figure it out. Mm. How come them people in Montague, right? They're not having these same problems. I drive around Blair Estates and I don't see these same problems. I don't say they got money now because I know to home with the light off. But the yard clean. Mm-hmm. Mm. So what is the mindset?
Absolutely.
That's true.
Absolutely.
You see, as I drive, I see people just throw the old Kentucky box out the window, the whole box, you know.
And that's nasty.
And
that's no
land
pride.
Right in your yard, Scrooge. Land in your yard.
Yep. That's the citizens. See,
so it can't be, because Bahamian people in 1929, through Lewis Street and anywhere around Lewis Street, had a house and a clean yard that used to be swept.
Absolutely.
By a broom that we made.
Yes, sir.
That's a coconut tree.
So
a coconut tree broom.
What did we move out to Yellow Elder and different places and other mindsets move in?
I guess so.
Because that's not our mindset.
No.
I could tell you, because you go any of these out island,
They're clean.
Right? I've been over the whole of Spanish Wells,
and
I don't see one piece of garbage. Instead, I see every couple yards a trash can that says, keep our island clean.
Yeah.
So what's really going on? We need to have the discussion about what's really happening in our country. See, a person who cares about this country, your yard and my yard, I would never throw a Kentucky box in your yard,
Scrooge,
or a bottle.
You're right.
But if I'm from Canada or the Caribbean, I throw that bottle anywhere. I don't care about this place.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't my place.
Absolutely.
My place is back where I come from. And so one day, I guess, we will have a real conversation, you know, on what's really going on. Now, we have to figure out real quick, fast, and hurry, Scrooge. Gas just went to $6 again. That means food, cost of living, everything is about to go up. Of course, the light bill, because we see there's no diesel selling. So the jitney gonna have a problem if no diesel selling. So we're going to have a real collapse here if we don't deal with energy and food security real quick, fast, and hurry before Putin and that other guy start fighting for real. But anyway, I don't want to tie up the whole show. I think it's a good job. You're trying to keep the place clean. What you need to do is hide some hidden cameras. I can show you the type. They use them all throughout North America to see when deer and wild animals come through the area. And it's a camera that doesn't record until it sees the movement. And so when the person pull up in the yard, would you just bulldoze and clean and move all the cars?
Mm-hmm.
The minute they pull up, it start recording in 4K.
Mm.
Yeah, you could see the license plate, the name on the car, everything. And that's probably what you need to hide covertly to catch whoever's doing this craziness. Dumping. Anyway, guys, have a good one.
Thank you. Good night.
Graham has been also very supportive
of
the community. Him and his wife have been assisting in the city. And he's one of my partners also. So thanks a lot, Graham. Go ahead, Minister. We're taking a break, but you want to say something before we go?
No, I agree with what he's saying. And we just need to find a way. You have to change the mindset of people.
Okay. Okay, we'll be right back after the break on Guiding Radio 96.9 FM. We have Mr. Wade Watson, Minister for Bain and Grandstand in studio after the break. Member of Parliament for Bain and Grandstand in studio tonight. Don't go nowhere, we'll be right back after the break.
Easy, so many hungry days break, tell it grieve me. Boy, I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people I from. Nassau, Bahamas, big up Bintan, bro. Boy, I from Bintan, bro. Ghetto. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting? We want local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
After a hurricane or storm, get the Nassau Guardians Hurricane Guide. The guide will tell you where to purchase building and cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and much more. The Nassau Guardians Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches and after it departs. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, or call your account executive. Will you be prepared?
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy on his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh. you don't want bullet hair, you say that. You know, she always say that's my good child.
So what are you doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up in town.
We're back on Garden Radio 96.9 FM. I'm your host Valentino Brown, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City that premieres every Friday at 6:30 to 8 p.m. except holidays. We have Member of Parliament, Mr. Watson, in studios talking about the programs and talking about some of the problems in the inner city community. And before we get to Mr. Watson, we have your message, right? I'm just going to read it. Mr. Brown, who is your guest? My guest is Mr. Wade Watson, Member of Parliament for the Bain and Grandstand. He say they're talking about it ain't cheap. Who money spending? We don't want to hear about the cost. MPs get $100,000 every year. $100,000 every year is a $500,000 over 5 years. MP do the smallest things and think they're doing something if they do their job people could do for themselves. Well, I'm not responding. I'm not going to respond to that, but yeah. I just like to say to this, like, he can respond to it. I just like to say this, you know, I'm not responding to what you're saying. And when we say MPs get $100,000, and if you add it up with the constituency where you have about 20,000 or so, or 30,000 or so more people with different programs, and you add it up, now if the MP was getting $1 million a year instead of the $100,000, then we could have probably have bigger change. But I think it's not to say when a minister get in trouble. But I know personally, $100,000 for a constituency of over 30,000 people, it's impossible to budget. I don't care how you put it. I'm not saying that to you, messenger, but I'm saying that for me as an individual who resides in the community, who know about the numbers, who know about the $100,000. Just say, for instance, if I was to do a basketball tournament right now, that is going to affect about, say, tournament would probably gather about 500 people on the park. Yeah. With food and drinks and et cetera. And if I was to go to the minister right now and ask him, say, Minister, could you help me with anything towards the basketball tournament? The most the minister could probably give me is probably $1,500 to probably $2,000 because he have different programs, different people he helping in within that constituency of being a grandstand. So when he split that out, all right, and then he have to pay certain people for doing side jobs, you know, what he's not giving contracts to, it can't add up. I know it's $500,000 in 5 years, but if you do all the deductions and et cetera, you could see where it is.
Let's do the maths, right?
Go ahead.
Let's do the maths, because one thing I don't do is I don't bother people money. Mm-hmm. And the constituency allowance is for the constituents. It ain't for me.
Tell them again. I know, I understand that.
And I ain't touching no money that don't belong to me. I can tell you that. But let's do the maths, right? You got $100,000 a year, $25,000 every 3 months.
You're getting $25,000. I know that.
You get $25,000
every month or the $100,000?
Every three months. You get $25,000.
That's every physical?
Every quarter.
Every quarter.
You get $25,000. Okay? You said it's about $30,000. I say, let's reduce that number of constituents and being a grandstand to say $10,000.
Okay.
I think it's a little bit more than 12, probably okay. 13. And then you take 500,000 and you divide that 500,000 by 10,000 constituents over a 5-year period.
What did it add up to?
$50 per person.
So you got to watch it.
$50 per person.
I know.
Just say my money. I'm talking about the money that the government gives to assist
programs.
Needs. And if I was to distribute it accordingly, and I cut it down to 10,000, right? Just so the number could be even.
Yeah.
And if I was to do the same thing that I do for one constituent to another, it would amount to $50 over a period of 5 years per person. No, that's what it amounts to. But it ain't about that, you know.
Mm.
And, you know, sometimes people have to be reasonable and people have to be rational. And I'm not complaining about the expenses because it's, you think $25,000 really could take care of being a grandson.
To do what, sir? That just for one person?
Huh?
That's just for one family, sir? Yeah. $25 only for one family, sir? Honestly, I'm not putting you in a hot spot or trying to get your colleagues against you, but honestly speaking.
No, it ain't about... It's what the government feel that it's affordable.
Right.
Because I could tell you if it's up to the Honorable Prime Minister, he'll give you more than $25,000 every 3 months. He'll give you way more than that. But, you know, it's only so much...
It's a procedure and it's a budget.
You can spend. But whatever the needs are, and I try to prioritize the needs.
You go over that.
Yeah, you have to. You have to.
Because you go and you talk to the member of parliament, the prime minister, ask him, you know, one or two little...
Yeah. And then, apart from that, the funds that you have to take to do some things that ordinarily you wouldn't be able to do with the budget that you have. That's a normal phenomenon. And I don't have no problem with giving the people the money. It's their money. I receive it, and I make certain I account for it at the end of the day.
I see you sending the guys to fix the people's roof and stuff.
Yeah, I used to do that.
So,
you know, one sheet of plywood now is like $56, right? So you got a house and then here with Just say 5 sheet of plywood, right? I mean, each sheet of plywood, you need the bundle, the shingle, you need felt and so on and so forth. You can't just give them. You do your best that you can, right? But the reality is, at the end of the day, it's not about counting beans. It's about trying to assist people where you can. And you want to make certain that you can assist as many people as you can. And you want to put on programs that will cause people to move from one level of their life to the next. And it means that, you know, funds are there. You use the funds necessary to get the job done. It's not about giving people or taking people's money. It's about helping people where you can. And that's what I'll continue to do as best as possible, you know, because a lot of people in our constituency need help. A lot need help.
Mm.
And I really wish I could help everybody.
But it's impossible.
It's rough. So sometimes you have to measure, or you have to determine as the member of parliament who you're going to help first. Because when you take a fella down the road who got only one leg and on the crutches, the next fella down the road ain't got no leg at all. So which one are you going to help first? When you see the seniors, roofs leaking, and then someone, with a mother with 3 and 4 children, hungry, who are you going to help first? And you got to prioritize.
There's some hard choices.
You got to have some really, really difficult choices. But, you know, I try to assist. I might be able to give you 100% of what you're requesting, but I try to assist as much people as I can. And I feel comfortable about that.
Yes,
and if I could do more, I will do more. If they give me more allowance, I will give the people the allowance that they give me. I ain't keeping it. And you have to account for it, so don't think you can sit on your bike. And I ain't trying to build no house, man. No, I ain't trying to build no house for me or people's funds. I'm not going to do that. It's called stealing. You know, some people did it. Of the constituency allowance. While I'm breaking my neck trying to figure out how I can take care of bills, and I said to myself, well, how they build big house? Of constituency allowance, you know? And I'm trying to chew nobody under the bus. Being real.
We all heard about it.
I'm just being honest. And I pledged that I would not do that. I will do whatever.
You work hard.
Listen, I went by church Saturday. The wall didn't look so bad. Church. The wall looked bad. The sign was falling on the ground. And I ain't called the church name. And they didn't ask me to do it.
You
I grabbed two fellas from
there. That's what you're talking about, right?
I grabbed two fellas from there. I said, listen, man. I go on to tell him. I said, nobody.
No, I'll just go deal with that.
I go on to the paint place.
Get the paint, the color.
Get the paint. Take the sign off. I asked one of the fellas. I said, man, help me get somebody to fix the sign up. Right, you see people writing being in grandstand.
He said, don't worry about that. Talent right there. Right, we get the carpenter right here. We get the painter right here. Everything right here. Boss, we ready to go.
When the pastor come to church, he said, man, hold on, man. You paint the wall, but now you make the church look dirty.
You want to paint the wall? So to paint new,
You paint the wall, and now you make the church look dirty. But the point is, I use the fellas from the area to do it.
That's good.
I use the funds from the constituency to do it. And I use the guys to repair the sign. Yeah, that's a church.
It doesn't matter. It's part of the community.
It's in the community.
You were a member of parliament. If you're riding around the community and you see a pothole.
I saw a need.
You saw a need. You're supposed to stop your car and go deal with the need. That's what it's all about, you know?
And it ain't for sure. And I really ain't supposed to talk about it.
No, but just did it to show you.
But, you know, I go on the food store sometimes, Scoochie. You know, I used to go right there on Nassau Street, the Super Valley, right? And sometimes I try to be incognito. So a lot of people are recognizing who I am.
That's difficult.
But I
you try. Get swamped.
Yeah, I know. But sometimes when I reach to the cashier, when I reach to the...
Put all this stuff through.
I say.
Put all this stuff through. I get it.
I said, this one on me. Well, it ain't on me. Because it's the people's money that we're using. It's the constituency funds.
Yes.
And I help because I know. I said, you sure that's all you need? Because I know you need more than that. You know, you see they picking the change to make certain that they could budget.
Yes, sir.
And they got two little small corn and two little small green. I say, sure, that's all you need. Oh, I can.
You know, they ain't like to beg too much.
No,
they
no, get a lot of proud pride. People in being a grandson. But I will continue to work as hard as I can in this constituency for, I can say, my people, right? Because I'm from nowhere else. I can't claim no other constituency other than being a grandson.
Yeah.
You know, other than being a grandson. I can't claim it. I know where my neighbor was a dilly tree, and right next to the dilly tree was a water meter. I could remember that clear as day on Bean Street, Nina's Lane.
Wow.
And that's where my neighbor's string was buried. But when I came back to Nassau, the dilly tree was gone.
Okay.
The stump was gone, and the water meter. They changed the type of the water meters that they use. But I am almost certain, if you look deep in there, you'll see my roots, you know?
Wow.
But I love what I do, man. I love helping people. I love helping people. I love it. And if I had more, I'd have been able to give more.
Yeah, I understand.
You know?
$100,000, like you said, you know? And I vote for that, you know? That's how MPs get the $100,000, you know?
But
you know, I vote for that.
Oh, that's good.
I vote for the $100,000 to go in the MPs, and I did that. Yes, I did that.
When Hubert Ingram
did it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But let me tell you this case in point. You know, to see how people are watching.
Go ahead.
I went into the particular bank, and I ain't gonna call the bank name. Order. And when I got to the counter and I was cashing my check,
personal check.
Yeah.
Parliamentary
secretary.
Right.
When I was doing my personal business.
Yeah.
The teller say, oh, you's Wade Watson. I say, yeah. She said, man, I just read these checks when they come in here. When people come in here, they cash these checks that you give them. And I just enjoy just reading the bottom of the check because I put the purpose of the check. So it can be reflected in the account.
Yes.
What you follow me?
Tournament.
They say, my. Say, Mr. Watson, you really just help a lot of people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you really just help a lot of people. You know, but you ain't doing it because you're looking for brownie points. I asked her to say, you know who I am. She just said, oh, you're
visible in the community. You know you get eaten alive and being
sure?
a grandstand.
You sure? Because they say they don't see me on that side. Then on the next side, they say, I always on the next side. They don't see me over here.
Let me just say this to everyone out there. We as Bahamians, we get this thing all wrong. It's impossible for Mr. Watson dealing with all the programs, dealing with parliament, dealing with his personal life, right? To be all around in the community. That's delusional, people. Stop. We need to stop that. You, imagine you imagine you waking, leaving Parliament, then you taking your Saturday and Sunday to canvass the area to see how much people you could talk to. And one day, before he leave at one corner, he done exhausted.
One corner.
And probably even one host. You understand? And if he got to do that to each and every one of those hosts, it's impossible, people. But listen, it's crazy.
Job, this is a job that I was appointed for. I can say that. I was elected by the people.
That's what, yeah.
But I believe that I was appointed to do this work.
Yes.
You follow me? I believe that. And I believe a lot of my parliamentarians were appointed to do it. And we have a lot of young parliamentarians, and they probably didn't know what they were getting into. I probably didn't know what I was getting into.
But I thought
I could do this because I've been doing it for so long.
Yeah.
But that's a different ball game.
Listen. I always tell people, imagine opposition is one thing, but when you get in government, it's a whole different ball game. People listening?
It is.
You have the man saying, I keep telling you all this. So
it ain't the pomp and pantry and all the. It's more than that. When you have to prepare.
Go ahead, sir.
When you have to prepare for a budget presentation, you know, you look at my hand. If you think I'm beating the drum because you know. You're nervous. You.
What is happening?
You know the whole Bahamas is listening. You don't want to make no mistake, but you have to present. Some people have persons who do their speeches for them.
Yes.
Their remarks.
Yes.
But some of us, majority of us, have to write our own remarks. Have to do the research. And when you speak, you're not speaking for Wade Watson. You know.
No, he's speaking for people.
Speaking for Bain and Grandstand. So I don't want you when I get up there to speak in the House of Assembly. And you say, Jesus Christ, this man really making being a grandson look bad. So I have to prepare. 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Listen, people.
2-3 o'clock in the morning, you're researching. You're trying to line your remarks to the debate and make certain that it matches with the people in being a grandson.
Which you know.
You say.
Coming from you.
You know? So you don't just get up there and start talking. I got some. Like some of my senior colleagues, they could do that, and they're very good at it because they're knowledgeable.
Yes.
So they don't need a script or they don't need to write their remarks for them to remember. They can just go and go and go. But I am happy to be the member of parliament for being a grandson.
And you're getting better at it.
And I'm
keep
I'm,
on growing.
I'm learning.
And it's a learning. Listen, the MP is learning the process. You all listening?
I'm learning and
and being innovative and open, listening to people.
Open to criticisms.
Yes.
You know, I'm not perfect. You know, I'm not perfect, but, you know, I don't have all
the answers.
And I don't have all the cash.
Solution. And you don't have all the cash and all the resources. But
whatever I have,
you do the best you can.
I will put it back in this community.
Yes.
That's my vouch. And I say that without a shadow of contradiction.
Well,
I will put it back in this
community. Without a shadow of conviction, you just spoke a lot. And I want to say this to all parties out there. Many people say, you know, I need to go and run and be a member of parliament. You think by just going to be a member of parliament, you know, opposition, when you get in government, some easy task. The ball game changes, my brother. It changes.
Well, on the opposition side, too, because they have their constituents they have to look after, they have to do presentations.
That's right.
The only thing is they don't have an actual portfolio in many cases.
Yes.
Except the leader of the opposition.
Yes, that's Michael Bentley.
And then you have some shadow ministers. But they don't have a portfolio that they have to work 9 to 5. I don't work 9 to 5, you know. I don't work 9 to 5.
Well, how you work?
I go to work 8:30 and I get off and I finish. And sometimes that's 9:30, 10 o'clock.
In the night?
Yes, sir.
Because there's complaints coming and there's reviews.
You have to. Because when you leave your portfolio, you have to, in your 9 to 5 or your 9 to 6 or whatever, you have to hit your constituency. And when you hit your constituency, you ain't know when you can leave. And then and then the funeral situation.
How many funerals you had?
I got 2 Saturday.
And 2 and 2 you assist Saturday. With some of those arrangements too?
I'm going to put it this way.
Go ahead. My bad. No, I'm going to put words in your mouth. Go ahead.
No, I want to say this because it's not for brownie points. I want to make that clear. I want to make that absolutely clear. Our people in being a grandson have a challenge with burying their loved ones. And sometimes the little that I give, I feel so bad, Scoochie, because I know that I even need tip in the bucket.
Oh, Lord.
And I heard some of the things with BJ Norwich and Bradley, may the God rest them, may they rest in peace. you know, the checks is the right. I say, wow. But I say to people, you know, this could help. If this could help, you know, do what you could do.
You only could do so much.
But when you multiply, all do you know, I have attended more than 120 funerals in the last year and a half.
What? Oh, well, I know that. Well, yes, 100, who? 100 who?
120 and being a grandson.
Speak Danny?
Most all. Oh, now, if God. I go to a church and the pastor's half and them, right? He ain't gonna call me up.
All right, right.
He wouldn't call me up. And then, you know, but in some cases, if the pastor understands the power of authority from God,
yeah, he puts out there, you don't understand this.
I've been to churches where the pastor, I sat there in the pew, and the pastor didn't even recognize me. And when I say recognize, not as in knowing who you are, I'm talking about saying, you know, the member of parliament for being St. Grand Sinus.
I tell you all, some of y'all pastors, I tell you all, some of y'all pastors, the bus fell wide open. Excuse my language.
No, we ain't trying to turn you
under the bus. No, but I'm trying to say, it's not turning you under the bus. A man of God should have no political affiliation because he served God. God, you know what I'm saying? So when he or she was doing that, stopping progress, that is absolutely stopping progress.
But sometimes, I can tell you the truth now.
Really,
sometimes it's be. I just need a little break, right?
You need a little break.
So they don't catch me on that one. But if it's family that I really, who will really touch.
120?
Like, yeah, I've been to 120 funerals.
Man. So you see what the minister's dealing with?
So that's 120 funerals.
In the last 2 years?
Almost 2 years. And that's 120 families.
All in the Bain and Grandstand community?
Well, yeah.
And different?
I can't, my mommy lives in Freeport,
yeah.
Right? And sometimes I just want to go to Freeport to spend a weekend with mommy. And next thing I know, I got a reminder. Funeral tomorrow. I got 2 funerals tomorrow.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, there are 3 funerals tomorrow.
Wow.
2 on Wellington Street, 1 on Wellington Street West. The 2 mother and daughter on Wellington Street West. May they rest in peace. And then on Wellington Street East.
Wow.
Another Green Slade family on that side.
Wow.
And then Nelta from Dean Street.
Wow.
Our funerals tomorrow, and all their funerals at 11. So I have to be present to show my support for these families because they accept me when I walk to their doors.
And
they accept me when I walk to their doors, and I can't just say, you know, go back there and say, well, so and so died the other day. You'll be able to see you. Mm-hmm. And I made one mistakes like that, right? And next thing is, it's challenging to go to these houses on the first day of the death. You know.
Yeah, because people have been in different mood and, people have different reaction. Yeah. And,
so
you know, so
I
it's
try, time. I try to grieve at a distance for them. But, you know, I think it's so important, man, to show support to people when they really, really, really need it.
Mm.
And it's times like that, not when they have a big graduation or birthday party or anniversary party, but when people are really grieving and really hurt, it feels good to know that your member of parliament at least pop in and say hi or say a word of condolences on behalf of the constituency and the party at large. And that's what I do.
All right.
But it ain't no walk.
No. Say,
it ain't no bed of roses.
I'm going to get a member of parliament. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Do this. Boy, listen, you have all this stuff. I keep telling you people, it's a difficult task.
What time it is?
We get
10 7, minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Okay. But I reached work 8:15 this morning.
Wow.
I still in white clothes, right?
Wow.
So that means I ain't going home yet, right?
So you wait.
I have a little daughter. She's 8 years old.
And you ought to spend time with her as well?
Well, I just thankful that she, you know, she knows that daddy love her.
Yes.
Enough, you know. And I tell her, I said, man, I got to keep you in a nice school. I got to continue to work, you know. And the job that I have selected or been appointed to do is with working with people. You know, and I have to learn that too, because sometimes I get a little mad to being done. It's going to grandstand, it's come out of me.
You're listening? And that's a part of it, sir, because you're going to bark. Sir, listen to me. You're going to bark individuals who are very disrespectful on how they say things to you.
Absolutely.
You're trying to be professional when they still from the streets and they expect for you, you know? And it's very threatening. And I'm not saying this to no one in particular, but our attitude towards certain circumstances. Like for me, I learned to what you call it? I can have a conversation with anyone without being hostile, without being disrespectful. Mm-hmm. I can talk. I've talked to the former prime minister. I've talked to the minister of national security. I've talked to Michael Jackson. I've talked to Magic Johnson. I've talked to all kinds of people from all. Yeah, I had a personal meeting with Michael Jackson, my codius. I met him personally.
Wow.
And he was one of the nicest persons I ever met. I hugged him and all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a picture with Cody's, if Cody's possible now, but when he came in, that was when he was Orlanus,
mm-hmm.
and I met him there by Cody's.
I
met
him,
I was the only one alive.
From them.
Yeah, I met Michael Jackson right there.
But I wanna say thank you so much. But before I
Can talk.
Because I know it's almost 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
I think your show ends at 8. Right?
Yeah, we're gonna get at least 10 minutes talking with Joe.
Yeah. So on Sunday night.
Yeah, sir.
Sunday night, 7:30, 7 o'clock p.m. The Banner Tree Wireless Young Program in the Banner Grandson constituencies. I believe that our mothers are so integral in the way our young men go.
It is. It's key.
But some of our mothers and our single mothers may have bucked into some challenges.
And they're very...
And so they're not on this as
their mindset got to change. Their mindset got to change too.
But it's hard to bend a tree,
man,
after it's already grown old. So this pageant that we have in...
It's trying to bring them more...
The new Little Miss Bain and Grandstand
more feminine pageant.
It's not just a night to show. They have etiquette training.
That's important.
We teach you how to eat properly. They teach you how to walk properly. They teach you how to speak properly.
Dress properly.
How to dress properly and how to sit down properly and how to conduct yourself and how to feel good about yourself. So that's what the program is really all about.
That's a great program.
You know, I took them to Poseidon's temple the other day.
Yes, sir.
And I took them in a limo. And I said, listen, don't let no fellas come around here in the old Honda, but they won't take you. Yeah, BK, you're in a limo. And you have to raise your level of thinking to say, this is what I deserve and this is what I expect.
And who are you going to get yourself involved with as a boyfriend or husband and a future husband?
Near future. These are young kids.
Yes. No, sorry.
Primary school.
But that's still important.
Yeah. So you want to train them now while they're young.
How it is to be a female. And
absolutely.
How to dress.
And
how to sit down.
The expectation is, or the hope is, that they will continue with the programs, the training that they got, and they will teach
their children, their sisters and brothers, and cousins, and friends, and pass on down the generation. Yes, etiquette is very important.
We'll continue that. But that program, the Little Miss Bain and Grandstand, the new Little Miss Bain and Grandstand pageant, Beauty, Grace, and Talent, will be held this Sunday at 7 p.m. at the University of the Bahamas. We have 7 princesses vying for the title. All are winners.
All.
But only one at the end of the night will win the crown. And I'm trying to get them to that. They're so excited and friendly and so on and so forth. But I know I watched my daughter get beaten in the track and field, right?
Yeah.
And she cried.
Tell her she still is a winner.
She's still a winner. And I tell her, you learn more from losing than you learn from winning.
That's right.
And I tell the young princesses, only one of y'all can win, you know. Only one of y'all can win. And I say, whoever that person is who win, I want everybody to embrace that winner.
Yes.
Because you,
all
next
win
year,
together.
You can come and learn how to win again. But that pageant is, I believe, is so important for our young girls in our community.
It's very important.
And seven young girls stepped up to the plate. And 7 families stepped up to the plate. I expect that the hall to be full. We just had training over there at dress rehearsal at the University of Bahamas. I expect the hall to be full on Sunday evening with Monday. This pageant is under the patronage of the First Lady Anne Marie Davis, who gracefully accepted
I just was saying on the show that we need more elegant ladies like
Absolutely.
Mrs. Davis
Absolutely.
To have a program like this to teach our young ladies how
Absolutely.
To conduct themselves. And yes. I talk with Lady Pendleton, and this is what we're talking about. Miss Davis.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, she is
First Lady, yes, this is the right program.
She has gracefully agreed and accepted us. She will be bringing remarks to the young princesses and the families on Sunday night.
Oh, there's going to be some gifts given out and all.
Oh,
man.
Yes.
This is going to be good.
Yes,
them young ladies are going to remember this for their lifetime.
Oh, we have some nice gifts for them because, you know, I like nice stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then the committee, the pageant committee, I want to say thank you. Reginald DeVoe is the chairman of the pageant committee.
Okay. Thanks to you, sir.
Jeannie Scavallo.
Is that Ness?
She's
that's my Jack. Miss Scavallo.
Yes. And so we working together. I didn't just say, you know, branch, let's do it. I selected someone from the community to come and assist. And Reginald DeVoe gracefully assisted.
Hold on now. Hold it right there. This what the minister's talking about. The minister can do it himself. Now, you see, this is how we get things done. Yes. And end up to the prime minister's first lady. Mm-hmm. And then you see how we have 7 families now, having 7 young ladies going to compete. And then let them set up by the UB where they're going to get the platform and the exposure. Absolutely. And now they're going to get the opportunity to portray their skills and talents. That's what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Partnership.
Absolutely.
Mr. Watson can't do it by himself, but we have individual people who are contributing and willing to volunteer. Yes.
And they, Brenda and Karen DeVoe, Dee Dee assisted us with the motorcade last week. Saturday we had the motorcade.
Yeah, I saw. That's why I thought the party.
Oh man, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. A lot of people came out and cheered on, even though they had the carnival motorcade. A lot of people were still home and being in Grantstown, and they cheered on these young females, these young girls. So that is this Sunday coming. I'm really, really excited about it. The summer games is going to be in July, immediately after the Bahamas games.
After the Bahamas games.
After the Bahamas games, it'll be the summer games. 3 sports, basketball, track and field, and softball. And we have 5 divisions, 5 teams. Canepes, sea grapes, almonds, canepes. I said canepes.
You said canepes.
Canepes and star apples. We have 5 sections of the whole entire being at Grantstown. And they will be a part of this
4
summer
weeks.
Games.
Wow.
4 weeks.
On the hell on the Archbishop William Thompson Park.
Archbishop William Thompson Park. And I want you to come out and be a part of that so you could see these young people. You passed out once or twice the other night, the last tournament, last year. These kids are going to be in full swing. And again, it's the...
I think my boy said was a part of the winner too.
The almonds, that's right. The polling division 2 and 9 forms the almonds.
Because I sent the little guy, that was little Power.
Power.
Yeah, Power, I said Power.
So Power was
the 13th in the 16th tournament. So we started shipping from then.
And guess who they played against?
Who?
The fellas from Quad Porter.
The
fellas from Quad Porter.
Yes.
And guess what? We didn't have one incident.
I heard.
Not one incident. And that's what I'm saying. You know, this is designed to break the back of all this fighting amongst each other.
Yeah.
So when your daddy fighting, your 2 boys, them out there playing basketball against each other in friendly competition.
Start talking to one at all.
And they cool. Because they say, boy, I remember you used to play with Star.
That's what, yes.
You know, I remember you used to play with the Dillies.
Yes.
You know, and that's what it is. Because we have it. And then Father's Day, that's coming. The grill competition, the wood carving competition. We're going to have that again. And we also have the domino competition. We're having that again. Right there on government ground. So I'm trying to do things that people can identify with, that I can be actively involved with. And to help uplift the community, improve the lives and the living condition of our constituents.
Well, those 7 young ladies are going to really be proud, though.
Oh, they got
a 4-week
good
basketball tournament.
I want to thank our sponsors.
Go ahead.
Cable Bahamas and Alive, Bahamas Telecommunications Corporation, Electro Telecom, Multimedia, and you know my boy, he ain't want me calling name, but I got to call
his name.
John Stewart.
Oh, that's all, John Stewart.
No,
that's my.
He ain't want me quiet.
He assists me too. That's my partner again. That's one of my next partners, John
Stewart. He don't
Stewart.
Ask me no question. No.
He don't like no talk.
He don't ask no question.
No.
He say, man, what you
he is
doing?
A big contributor
absolutely
to the development of Dan and Grantstown.
And he don't ask for nothing.
Yeah, he's just like his father who did the same thing, Mr. Booth. Yeah, John. Everyone should know John Stewart on Blue Hill Road, who does his feeding program. His father has been giving away funds before he passed away for many, many years. The kids, every morning, his father used to sit in the corner and just give, must see hundreds of kids, I think $10 for lunch a piece.
Yeah.
And he would be over there with a big bag like that, and hundreds of kids would just come walking through Martin Street, and he on the corner, and he just giving away $10 or $5 every day to hundreds of kids. And now his son I inherit that, you know. He's big shout out to John. And Donnie. And Donnie also.
Absolutely. Yeah, Donnie's my boy. He's a baller.
Yeah, yeah, that's my boy. He's doing good, he said.
And also Bahamas so contributed to this event.
So you see, vehemence, listen closely. Don't listen to people. Don't, when they get a member of parliament, they're going to do this and do that. It's impossible if you don't have the partnership of what he's doing. You need help. Yeah. If you don't get the community staff, because you want, can do, but him having a team and then partnershiping where he is on a balance where, you know, he have people who he have to look up to because they are also doing important roles respectfully in their particular field.
Yeah.
And all that is contribute to the development of the country. Listen closely.
Scoochie.
Hey.
My mother had 7 children.
7?
Yeah.
Wow.
She didn't work consistently.
No, it's things tough, man.
I remember when my mother used to work to Baltimore's Candy Kitchen. Yeah, she used to work to Baltimore's Candy
Kitchen. Yeah, she used to work to Baltimore's Candy Kitchen. I used to be up there every day for my little boy, all over with them candy. And she might have been giving me my little donuts and stuff.
Red,
what's up?
Red and white stripe skirt.
Yes, yeah, to the back door. To the back door. I remember that. Right to the back door. I could also show the back door.
You know, that was only a couple of dollars.
Yeah.
My daddy used to be a linesman at BEC at the time.
Wow.
Before we moved to Grand Bahama.
Wow.
So I just want to say, you know, I understand the makeup of our community. I understand the needs of our community.
And adjusting?
And I'm adjusting as best as I can, despite the naysayers.
Yeah. Know?
If they ain't talk with you, then you must ain't.
You can't please everybody, yeah. Son. It's impossible.
So I just want
to
say.
Just do your best what you can do.
Mm-hmm. I want to say thank you to you, my friend.
Man, it's my pleasure for having you on the show. And you're doing a wonderful job on God, in the neighborhood. And I know God didn't really appreciate you coming out here and talking about all your programs. And I hope the listening audience listen closely because you basically spoke outside of jurisdiction when you talk about some stuff, which is very important. Because I always tell people that. Some people say, when they get, I won't run for being a grunts, I won't run for Senate, I won't run for Cat Island, I won't run for this and that. But, brother, speaking when you're in opposition is one thing. When you're getting government. And you heard it. Yeah. From Mr. Watson. You want to say anything before we go?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to the constituents of being in Grandstand. And I want to ask them to come out and continue to lend their support. And if you see something where, you know, I can improve on, you know, let me know. Let me know. But at the end of the day, this constituency is our constituency. And I want to do the best that I can for all of us in this constituency. But I need your help to do it. But come out this Sunday. Come out this Sunday and support our young princesses. Someone will be crowned this Sunday.
And one of the princesses from Rancho, Sabrina.
Absolutely.
I think I see you. I saw Ariana.
And Tony from Labour Street.
And Tony. That's the last daughter. Yeah. That's my jack. Titi.
Tony.
Titi. Yeah, so two of them from Corner. Oh, man. And we have two from around there.
Reginique from Poland Division 6. Reginique Knowles. She's from Poland Division 6.
And call it.
Sarai. Sarai is also from Poland Division 6. From Hospital Lane. So she's Miss Hospital Lane. And then Miss... Little Miss Ferguson, I call it. That's a big one. She's from Augusta Street.
Wow.
This is
a step in the right direction with the program.
I think so. So I want to say thank you to the parents for bringing them forward. You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to say thanks to you, Mr. Watson, taking time with your busy schedule to come tell us about the program. So it was very enlightful tonight to hear you come out and talk about all of your life. You talk about the community. You talk about concerns. You talk about solutions. And you talk about the way forward.
Absolutely.
And we really appreciate that for you, and I hope that you continue to endure and do great things for your constituency. And I'm thinking that, sir, I think that you're going to keep on improving because in the next 2 months, we're going to be together because big plans coming up.
Absolutely.
In the world. So I want to say thanks everyone for listening Inside in the City on Guiding Radio. I'm your host, Valentino Brown, host of the show Inside in the City. See you next week on Guiding Radio 96.9 FM. Enjoy a Friday, everyone.
Thank you very much, and good evening.